Hey, this is Ollie. Welcome to The Meta Project. This podcast has been built to intelligently upgrade how you look and feel so your body never holds you back. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs, and frameworks that we've used with hundreds of clients to become industry leaders in mind and body. If you want to transform your body, upgrade your energy, and dive deeper into understanding long-term health and performance, then this podcast is for you. I hope you get a ton of value out of these and subscribe. When and what to eat is going to be the focus of tonight's training. I hope you get a ton out of this because we're going to dive into just some really core but foundational concepts that everybody's missing because they're focusing so much on the bombarding amount of information coming through about this tweak or this hack or these things that are coming through that are completely sabotaging that long-term sustainability element of what we're going through. So if you stick around for tonight's training, we're going to go through really quickly how to break down those foundations, those core elements that have to be there if you're going to set up a base long-term and actually enjoy the process. So hope you enjoy tonight's training. It's a short one, but it's packed full of those foundations that must be there to help you move forward. Cool. So I'll bring it up and we'll dive into things as we go. I believe we're recording. Cool. So what, like I said, if you're just jumping on, guys, what I want to dive into is this understanding of just simplifying nutrition down to when and what. Where do I focus? How can I build those foundations properly? I think a lot of us, with the noise, the overconsumption of information, and frankly confusion on what good nutrition is, we can start to really miss some of these foundational steps. And one of the most prominent focuses or phrases that we use within our community has always been about this awareness of focusing on step one and two before you focus on step 10, right? And that awareness is going to help you a lot because when we really get this unconscious ease behind step one and two, step 10 becomes a lot more simple also, okay? So rather than biting off more than you can chew, really focusing on those first steps, okay? Ash, focusing on a variety of your diet, awesome. That is helpful, especially if you've been dieting for a while or obviously you're pretty lean already. So hopefully that's been helping. And maybe that's coming from one of our last calls, which was this awareness of variance in our nutrients that we're having. I hope that's good base. Cool. So what I'm going to dive into, firstly, I think the problem here is that one, there's convenience eating. And we dive really, really deep into this, or have been for a couple of weeks really with our private clients, this understanding around hunger, this awareness around emotional eating, and really understanding this concept because it's really fascinating. And I think it really trips up a lot of people. So we're going to dive into an awareness of what that really means. Second one is going to be that diet mentality, right? Really getting away from this restriction, this counting, this sort of starving the body of nutrients, really getting back to what the focus should be. Okay, we're going to dive into a lack of personalization. I think this is always an aspect of nutrition that is missed, and just understanding a big part of what we should eat, that awareness should always come back down to who is the person and what are the signals coming through from that body. Okay, hey, Carolyn, good to have you on. Because you're in the private group, you can check out that hunger training from last night. I hope you enjoy that one. And then the last one here, we're going to dive into understanding hunger. Okay. So like I said, this was a big focus of last night's, hey, Lauren and Ryan, the big focus of last night's call with our private guys was this understanding of hunger. There's a lot of things that signals our body's already telling us, right? And understanding these hunger hormones, ghrelin and leptin, and these signals that are coming through, both telling us to eat, telling us to stop, and the awareness of these cues are pretty powerful. Okay. So what I want to go through is a simple start. Those foundations is going to be this just awareness of macronutrients, micronutrients, and nutrition timing, which are really core principles within a lot of the Meta Project stuff we teach, and making sure that we set a bit of a base. But it's very much just an understanding of making sure we cover those bases, okay? So first one here on the macros, hopefully this is not too new for most of you, but really, really nice base, right? So protein is some sort of level of amino acids. We're looking at mainly meats. We're looking at some eggs. There's a lot of vegetarian protein sources out there that aren't complete protein sources, but they are still bumping up our protein amount. So we add that in that protein category, right? Protein, especially as we start to get older, as we start to get past 35, 40, we start to see that this signaling of protein synthesis tends to decrease. And what that does, or what that means, is that we tend to break down a lot more muscle a lot easier. Okay, so trying to really build this back up and making sure that we increase that protein intake is a really, really nice base. Most people are not eating nearly enough. They're hungrier, they're weaker, they're not recovering, and protein is going to be a big, big base there. Okay, not to mention actually feeling satiated, feeling full. Okay, second one here is carbohydrate. Now, this is something that has been demonized, I think, in today's society around carbs being bad. There's a really, really good use to it, but it's really just being mindful of what state the body's in, right? Are we stressed out? How's our insulin sensitivity? How much training have we done? And being mindful of it actually been quite helpful for things like calming the nervous system down, looking at improving our ability to sleep, right? So carbohydrates can be a really, really nice base. It's that timing aspect that we're going to dive into a little bit as well, okay? And then last one is fats, right? And if we've been indulging in certain marketing and certain rules and even government guidelines back in the 90s and earlier, you saw that fats were a real worry. And I think that is starting to slowly get better, right? We're starting to see more yogurts introducing the fats back in. We're starting to be more comfortable with doing a full fat milk over this slim stuff. And it makes a really, really good base, right? And the problem here for most is that when we drop down the fats, we tend to shoot up the sugars, right? And that's a really, really big problem. Not to mention the fact that fats, if we get a nice base of our omega-3s and our polyunsaturateds and our monounsaturateds, is going to allow our hormones to work. It's going to allow a good brain function and so many other functions of the body that really need to be there, okay? So not one is better than the other. All three are required. All three should be there. Like I said, the big shift there is to focus on fueling the body, not starving the body. So understanding how they apply in your nutrition should be a really, really nice place to start, okay? So micronutrients, this is something we dived into a couple of weeks back, understanding this awareness of hunger, right? Understanding this awareness of cravings. And this is a really fascinating topic when we start to look into how deep and how, unusual that food nutrition has got. We've got to the point in food science these days that scientists have been so good at reshaping the tastes and signals that we are naturally feeling, right? So back in more evolutionary times where we're eating foods in the wild, then if we were low on certain nutrients like a berry, we would know that our body would start to map that flavor with a certain nutrients that our body required, right? A little bit of copper, a little bit of magnesium, whatever it might be, to really bring in that base, right? We might have the avocado. We're making sure we get a good base of the fiber, the omega-3s, whatever that might be, right? To really make sure that body is functioning and firing well. The trouble is in today's society, we're so good at reconstructing that taste that now we're craving lollies or we're craving chocolate or we're craving something else to try because we think that's where we're going to get the nutrients, right? And one of the biggest things, as I've written down here, that is really the biggest epidemic in society now across the world is the fact that we're constantly over-consuming, yet we're undernourished. And that's the very reason that we're actually over-consuming is because the food we're eating, this highly processed, non-wholesome food, is there, we're eating more and more of it because our body's like, we need more of these certain nutrients that we're really, really low in, but we're not getting it, right? So we keep eating and we keep going and we keep having more cravings because we don't have this foundation, this base here, okay? So getting an awareness of really having a, like Ash said before, really fantastic place to start, right? More variety in the diet. What that does to really making sure we get that full spectrum of those minerals and nutrients that we need to really function at a high level can be really, really helpful, okay? Next one here is going to be this awareness on nutrition timing, right? So as I mentioned before, things like our carbohydrates and fats and proteins are all really helpful, very required in our diet. But we want to make sure that where we have them in the day makes a big, big difference, okay? So like I said, having more carbohydrates before bed can be quite helpful, provided we're training and the body's healthy and all these other things are in place, then we might be able to actually calm the nervous system down better. We may actually see an improvement in sleep quality, right? Really, really good place to start. Things like in the morning, right? So many people are so used to having their Marmite on toast or having their cereal or having even just a coffee with some sugar and out the door, right? What can we do to really fuel that body a bit? Maybe slow down the digestion of certain nutrients. Maybe we're looking to a slower GI food or a lower GI food, sorry. So it's a slower release of carbohydrates, or maybe we're even removing the carbohydrate and sticking to more of a fat source, right? Now we've got a slow burning fat source throughout the day, probably improving that mental sharpness a wee bit, right? So there's a couple small tweaks we can make here to get an awareness of how that body is going to be really fueled. I think protein, as I mentioned before, protein is far too low in most people's diets. And what that's doing is causing more hunger, more muscle breakdown, and really cravings for all these other foods. So having that base of protein is always going to be helpful for that base. But an awareness of where we should put our fats and carbohydrates on the day can be a really, really key part of that. Again, this is going to be individualized and really trying to get a nice base of that or a nice understanding of where we should be fueling the body. If we start to see that we're crashing in the afternoon, what have we been eating before? How have we been sleeping? That's always going to come through. If we constantly have that afternoon slump, get an awareness of what you ate before. How's that sleep quality been? And realizing that if it is sleep quality, it comes back very much to your stress nutrition. And if it's your nutrition, great. Identify those food groups that are really causing some of those issues. A really, really simple place to start, okay? The next part here, a little question I've got for you, is this awareness around the fuel tanker, right? We're seeing this fuel tanker drive around with a big tank of fuel on the back. You'd think it would never run out of fuel. Well, the problem is the tank on its back is not connected up to the engine, right? So they still have to go fill up, right? They even though there's all that fuel, they can't actually use it. And for most people, that's exactly the same thing that's happening with their bodies, right? They've got all this body fat, they've got all this stored energy on them, but their ability to actually use it is very poor, right? And in today's society, I'd say 90% plus of people are metabolically inflexible, meaning their ability to use both carbohydrates and fat as fuel is really, really poor. So what are some of the shifts we can make to really start to improve that base? Well, as I mentioned, it's their ability to use both carbohydrates and fats as fuel. Most people only ever using carbohydrates. Their energy's up and down. It's all over the show, right? Now, I certainly don't recommend for most people to go full keto, go full the other way. One, for the very reason it's not sustainable. It's pretty extreme. It's not going to be something we do long-term, and it's not allowing us to build a skill set and strategy for long-term use. But I think there's somewhere in the middle, and it should always be, right? It's never one or the other. It's somewhere in the middle that we can work with to really find a bit more of a base to get our body using fat as fuel better, improve that timing, that slow release of energy, making sure our body can actually use that fat. And hey, if we're actually improving that efficiency, our body can start to use our own fat source to get a bit more of a base, right? So really, really important element that comes into the timing, comes into the metabolic flexibility to make sure our body can actually use both those nutrients, okay? The reason I say both, fats or carbohydrates, is we don't generally want to use protein as a fat, as an energy source, right? It can be used, but it's a relatively inefficient protein source and probably not a good place to be. If you've been under 1,000 calories and you've been on the classic chicken and veggies diet, you probably know what that feels like, and it's not particularly fun, okay? So really making sure we do have a fuel source in there is going to allow our body to really elevate performance, not just suffer the whole way through. All right. So there's a lot of things it comes down to. Like I said, this base and really working out what's going to work for you as an individual, it's going to come down to how and what type of exercise you do, right? We have really, really clear protocols on how we should get certain clients training. As we get older, this is more and more crucial, right? Rather than just running, going out the door and going for a run, really making sure that you're clear about how to be as effective as possible with your training makes a big difference on how you eat, but also how you're going to feel, how those joints are going to recover, all sorts of stuff long term, okay? How you're active. Now, this is different than exercise, right? This is just movement. As you can see, I'm driving a desk, but I do make sure that I stand, right? I've got a sit-stand desk. I always make sure when I'm on calls, when I'm on trainings like this, I'm standing, I'm moving, I feel more energetic. I enjoy presenting this way, but at the same time, I'm making sure that I'm getting those joints moving and I'm making sure I'm more active through the day, right? So really, really helpful place to start. Next part here is what foods are causing issues for you, right? What I said before was that awareness of when you're feeling like you're getting the afternoon slump, you're getting a bit of a lull in energy, then a lot of that can come back to an awareness of certain foods that might be causing issues. Now, we can go really, really deep into this, and we do have some amazing strategies to improve your awareness around foods, but really understanding if you eat something, you feel bloated, tired, gassy straight away, we've got to listen to those signals, right? Rather than trying to blunt it with something, a supplement or a digestive enzyme or something coming through, you've got to really listen to that body and really find that root cause first. Okay. And I think that's something that in society as a whole, we look at what we can add, things we can put on top, how we can mask it rather than actually fixing the problem. I think that's really, really a key is making that shift, making that mindset shift to focus on where is that issue actually coming from in the first place, right? Simplifying that process, knowing where we can focus. Okay. Ash, yeah, I tried the chicken liver as well. I will stick to collagen, thanks. I can't do livers or kidneys all that much. And then the last one here is simply the what do you enjoy? Okay, and this has to be a part. You have to make sure it's actually something you're focusing on. And this is something we've been focusing on with our mastery guys that have been with us for over 6 months and really starting to build that momentum long-term is starting to really set those checkpoints. Once they've blown through their goals of 10 kilos, 15 kilos, whatever it might be, is they're making sure that now they're setting those next milestones, something that challenges them, something that's the focus, right? And I think the big shift here, it's always a balance, because we need to make sure we're focusing on process oriented goals, not just target goals. But target goals are something to put deadlines so you don't keep pushing things out. How many of you have pushed a goal and you've said, I'll do it in a month, I'll start in a month, I'll get started in a month, I'll start next Monday, and it's just pushing that goal line further and further away? So really lock it in the sand, make sure we have a base there, and make sure it's something that really energizes us, something that helps us move forward, okay? And the last one I want to go through here was just getting an awareness of where this really ties into. And I think this is one of the overarching concepts. As you can tell, there's a lot of personalization here. There's a lot of making sure we make these personal touches to the individual. But if we have this awareness, we have this base and understanding of insulin-controlled living, right? It's one of the powerful hormones outside of our sex hormones to really make sure that we're recovering, responding, we're looking and feeling the way we want to, is we want to make sure we start with these five core elements, okay? So first one, excuse me, is remove the spikes. So like I said, that's an awareness of some of these food groups that may be causing those issues. So we're doing a lot of, you know, high sugar fruit juices. We're doing a lot of processed foods, whatever it might be. Those are really, really detrimental to our long-term insulin control. So trying to have that base will make a huge difference to our hormone balance, that base, but it's also going to improve our energy, our body fat, ability to use that body fat, and so much else there. So removing those spikes, really, really good place to start. Second part here is going to be calorie dense versus nutrition dense, right? Calorie dense is so much higher. So we're trying to make sure we have a base of getting a bit more of that whole foods base in, not just counting calories and looking at an overall target. Because when you get that nutrient base, we get rid of a lot of the cravings. We actually can eat more because we're fueling the body, not starving the body. And we have a really, really nice foundation to work with. Next one is sleep. And one of the really interesting ones here is you clearly can't sleep harder. You simply need to set those boundaries, set a structure that allows you to move forward. Okay. If we don't get more than those 6 hours sleep, you're always going to feel like you're working uphill and you're not really seeing your body on your side. Okay. So getting that base is going to be huge. Next one here, this awareness around the high GI versus low GI. I talked about that before, simply your slow release versus those quick spikes. So it really comes back to that insulin control, that awareness there as well, making sure we have a bit more of the base of what to work with. Okay. And last one, as a general rule, most people aren't having enough protein in their diet, so building up that base, okay? There was some worry over general requirements, suggestions made through certain practices that this is bad on the liver and kidney. Unless you've got pre-existing conditions, protein is not going to affect your kidneys, right? It's a bunch of bollocks. You need to make sure that awareness of what you're actually eating and what state your body's in is a much more important part of that. And it's more a case of making sure your body's healthy enough, right? You've got that gut health base to make sure we're actually absorbing foods, not just eating foods. And that does go a long, long way, okay? But if we have that awareness, we really have something to work with, all right? So I hope that gives you a bit of a base. I hope that gives you a little bit of awareness of maybe some of those first points of focus. Maybe you've been really going down that rabbit hole, focusing on all these funky diets and all these strategies to hack the system. And maybe you've forgotten some of those foundations. Okay. And for all of the clients we work with, we're close to 200 clients that we work with individually right now, really mastering and crafting that process to them and building ultimately out their personal blueprint. It still starts with that individual focus, right? Making sure that we set those foundations, we get an awareness, we build that skill set of what nutrition really should be. So it's not a 6 week thing, it's actually sustainable change long term. Okay. If you want help with that, if you want to dive into that a little bit more than happy to answer any questions for you afterwards. First place I'd direct you to would simply be go to the fat loss quiz on our website, which is themedproject.co, knock.com.co. And you can go through that fat loss quiz and go through any of those first steps. That can allow us to dive a little bit deeper under the hood from what we've gone through today. Otherwise, more than happy to answer some of those questions if anything came up for you today. But hope the week's been going great, guys. Great to have so many of you on as usual. And I'll be sticking around for a little bit if there's any questions. Have a lovely night, guys. See ya. This episode was brought to you by The Meta Project, the industry leaders in smarter health and performance. Thanks for tuning in. I don't take your attention lightly. If you love this episode, it'd be a massive help if you could just share with one friend who you feel would benefit. If you want to check out more from us, then just search Ollie Wood on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We'll see you next time. Stay sharp.